Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
That's where you at, and it is Radio Pulpit, your daily companion on 657 AM. The time now, 21 minutes, just after 9, gave you the sounds of Michael David, How Great You Are. And yes, he is great. Greetings to Jean Hunter. Thank you so much, my queen. Saying bank and other scams, good advice. Thanks, hugs. Precious one. You are the precious one too. Thank you so much, my queen. And I see my other queen right here, Pastor Khomotso Maga. Hey, kilerata khore, kilerata bobi. And she says, holy greetings, my dearest sister and favorite presenter, Muruti. And the entire listenership, I have tuned in until the last minute. Oh, that is so humbling. Thank you so much. Have a blessed and enjoyable slot. Always awesome to have family tuned in. Thank you so much, Muruti, for that. And on the line, I'm joined by Pastor Lucas Nkosi. It's been a while. It's been a while.
Hey.
Is it a while or a minute?
Hey.
How are you, Muruti?
I'm well, and you, Sis Bongi, and the Radio Pulpit family.
We are good. The last time we talked, we spoke to you, we were in mourning. Mourning one of the giants in faith. Yeah, mourning one of the entrepreneurs, mourning one of the marketplace leaders, one of our guest speakers at Radio Pulpit family. This is Gloria Nkosi. But yeah, the Lord is keeping us one day at a time, one step at a time.
Really, indeed, the Lord is keeping us one day at a time. Mm. And I liked, you know, we attended a memorial, and Reverend Seka said something that really lifted us.
Yeah,
talking about the differences of ambassadors.
Wow.
Yeah, that there are those ambassadors that go for a particular time in countries, and there are those ones called envoys.
Yeah.
You know, they come for special missions. You know, when the mission is done, then they are recalled.
Yeah.
You were so encouraged by that way, then we are so lifted.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, Baridi gets us our Nari
Kavalatela.
Yeah. The legacy, you know, for wisdom. The legacy of those beautiful things that
continues.
You know, our sister left with, how will continue.
Yeah. And today we're talking to some of these ambassadors that are here on a mission, on special missions.
Yeah.
Some are not even aware that they are those ambassadors. And we are talking about equipping saints to work in, like, to do work in the ministry. Tell us about this. How do we do that? Where do we begin when it comes to equipping? Should it be something that I desire first? Because some people don't even have the desire until Pastor Lucas says, if you realize this about yourself, then you should know. And they're like, and that's me. So where does it begin?
That's very true. That's very true. And, you know, it is for this reasons like this, you know, like we you know, Sis Gloria was recalled that, you know, this consciousness, you know, must increase to say we need to multiply teams, you know, and multiply teams, multiply this excellent people, you know, be a community and a body of well-equipped saints. Yeah, because sometimes we think we will have each other for a long time. I'm reminded of Apostle Paul, I think it's Philippians chapter 1, where he's talking about two sides, to say, you know, I long to be with the Lord, but I would rather be with you now so that I can impart into you, you know, share with you these things that are within me. Meaning, whilst we are here, we must really maximize the equipping part of the saints, because we cannot afford, you know, to have the few. Even Christ, when he spoke to his disciples in Matthew 9, where he said, we should keep on praying that the Lord of the harvest should send forth laborers into his harvest field.
Yeah.
So, and we need to be intentional.
Yeah.
You know, even as according to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 11 and 12, where it says God, I mean, the Lord has given some, he himself gave some to be apostles, some prophets, some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, and for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come to the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God, to a perfect man, to the measure of the stature, you know, of the fullness of Christ. And we should no longer be children tossed to and fro,
yes,
and carried away by every wind of doctrine, by the trickery of men and the cunning craftiness of deceitful plotting. But, you know, the part today that I want us to emphasize is the equipping part of the saints for the work of the ministry. This equipping must be intentional. It's not,
okay.
It must not happen by default to say, "Eish, yeah, but go on, our papa, you, throw short elbow here." You know, we'll be missing out on this. You, this gap, who's going to fill this gap and so on?
Mm.
But when we multiply ourselves, you know, to make sure that whatever that we know, I'm reminded as well, I think it's 2 Timothy chapter 2, where Paul is saying to Timothy, you know, that these things, yeah, that you have learned from me, you know, and trust them to others, you know, who will be able to equip others.
Yeah.
Yeah, hence this concept of each one, reach one. You know, it comes from that. What do you think? And then I like another version where it is, and trust them to other ones who are competent to transfer them to others. So we need to really multiply teams, because we can't afford, you know, one man shows, you know, to all gather in one assembly, look for those few people on the platform to minister to us and so on. When we have a group of us who are seated back, we are loaded with the gifts of God. We are privileged to be in different sectors and areas where the message can be transferred. But we need to be intentional. Hence, it says, you know, for the equipping of the saints, you know, these ministry gifts, the ascension gifts of Christ, must be intentional in equipping, making sure. And the word ministry is not in this religious understanding. I think it's one of those things that creates a limitation, and that the actual work, we should know the actual work, because when we think ministry, we are thinking, hey, yeah, church setting where, you know, somebody singing, worship team, you see, the band, the pastor will come with the Bible, and we think that's what ministry is. But that word speaks of service, and service. And if you can think, you know, from our Mondays until our Saturdays and so on, we always speak of service delivery, rendering service, you know, different companies. It's all about, no, customer service. This word appears in different environments except your church setting only. It's not exclusive to church setting, you know, this word service. So it is within that light that we should, you know, stretch our understanding outside the church walls. Yes, there are levels, you know, where ministry occurs within our church fellowship setting and so on. But the greater part of the equipping of the saints must widen the scope, you know, even outside, you know, church building and so forth. Because even the word work, I mean, the word work, hey, it's so interesting, especially in the Hebrew understanding of it, even from the book of Genesis, that it's an expression of worship, and it says it's bringing something to pass. It's to bring something to pass. So when we do the work of ministry, of rendering service. We are bringing things to pass. We are bringing things to pass. What things are we bringing to pass? Things that we've received in terms of prophecies, of what God is doing. We hear a lot of, you know, the end times move of God, these wonderful things, great things about God and so on. But we wonder, when will these things come to pass, and when will they get done?
Sure, yeah.
So the part that will help us to get them done is that understanding of ministry as to service, and the understanding of work, meaning we are bringing things to pass by rendering the service, and the work should be done, which is that work of the ministry. So we must be intentional, because how are we going to do it effectively and efficiently unless we are equipped? And we need to be, you know, intentional.
Sure. It needs to be intentional.
Yeah.
Does it start with the individual? Yeah, God has spoken to us individually and all, but who should be leading all this? Because I don't know what happens with us. God speaks, we are excited, and yeah, some way, I don't know what happens. And years later, you're like, hey, and the Lord spoken.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some of us have jumped into things we were not supposed to. And even mm-hmm. God would even say to us, not now, not now. But yes, you're going there, but not now. And not with these partners. For example, in a business. Not with these ones. Wait. Or sometimes he just says, not with these ones. Lucas into business partnership.
Yeah.
And then somewhere 2 years down the line, or somewhere in the months, some things don't work out, and then I move out, I get to another, you know, I try to push, and then I'm struggling and all. Then 5 years later, I remember that God said, no, you should wait. You will be with Radio Pulpit on that business venture. And it's something that God has spoken to me. Then where does it start? Does it start with an individual, that intentionality, going back to what God has said to me? Or how do we awaken the church?
Yeah. Hence, it's there in Ephesians chapter 4:11, that Christ has given these gifts, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, pastors and teachers, for that equipping, you know, of the saints for the work of the ministry. Yeah, it's like it starts from there. Yeah, because most of what is happening generally, where we are experiencing challenges, is we are living in the times, you know, from the music point of view, especially when you play instruments, they will ask you, man, you know, are you trained formally or are you playing by ear? You know, where we are in serving the Lord and this, we are generally playing by ear, you know. But there's never been that intensity as to equipping. Most believers play by ear. We only hear those little few, maybe encouraging sermons, especially your Sunday, your gatherings, because of the diversity of needs that are within the church. People have issues, they face battles during the week where most of encouragement, you know, it's needed and shepherding. That's why sometimes there's a challenge, you know, of what is happening on Sundays. But those moments where privileges are afforded of trainings and so on, we hardly avail ourselves. And sometimes even if we have the time, instead of investing on equipping the saints, then we, rerata monate, you know, those wonderful, easy meetings and so on, because we can't be encouraged all the time. We must be encouraged for something. There must be a balance between encouragement and this intensity of equipping, to make sure, like you are saying, something important on how to hear from the Lord, you know, even in the space of business, to say those, you know, who are equipping, especially those who are in the prophetic gift, because he specializes in that role of, you know, helping us on how to hear, you know, the voice of God so intensely, so much, so that it will be easy to hear the Lord, even in the business space, you know, with clarity, not guesswork or playing by ear, or I feel like, hey, no, somewhere in the corner of the corner, or maybe is it the devil? We are not sure. But when we are intentional, there'll be that clarity. You know, there'll be that sense of discernment, of distinguishing. Mm. Especially, the challenge is not between discerning what is good and bad. It's the difference between what is good and right.
Mm.
Because good things, it's easy to float and be confused and so on. But now to discern between what is good and right, it's a challenge.
Mm.
And it is this intentional equipping that will help us to be as clear as thorough to say, okay, this is how it's done. I'm not guessing. I am clear in this. But when we play by ear, it's like, hey, sometimes we get it right. Yeah, sometimes it's like, yeah, I ultra, but that chord, it sounds like there, but not there exactly. So that's why, like a trained musician, and one who plays by ear, you know, they may be good, but there are those levels. This one who's trained formally, you know, they can go, you know, and maneuver themselves, unlike the limitations suffered by that one who suffers by ear. You know, plays by ear to say, yeah, I feel like, but that corner, is it a B or B flat or what, somewhere in the corner there? Yeah, so the advantage of being equipped is that then you can, even if you are good hearing by ear, you can even excel and translate what you hear, you know, excellently so. Mm. But when we are not intentional and it's fun, like I'm saying to people, I remember I was talking even to another pastor to say, you know, even myself these days, it's hard to preach. I know others, it's their preaching, it's their gift and so on. I'm not undermining that. But for the fact that we are preaching people, I mean, preaching to people, they get inspired, they get challenged and so on, but they don't have something to work with. You know, I'm inspired, but if after receiving inspiration, what will I do with that inspiration?
Hmm.
So there must be a balance of, you know, imparted with these skills, equipped thoroughly to, you know, even so that when you get to business, for an example, how does this hearing God will work in the space of business or in different environments at home? How will it work? How can we practicalize these things? Because we come from church on Sundays excited and we're like, hey, it was powerful, or from
and
powerful conferences.
And that's all there is.
Yeah. Yeah, and we clap hands and we wait for another Sunday or wait for the next conference.
Okay.
Even with conferences now, hey, it's a challenge. We invest a lot, but the output, you know, is have we equipped these people we have inspired? So, and now we need to be intentional.
Sure. You know, as you're talking like this, I'm realizing something. My son is diagnosed with Duchenne muscular dystrophy, which affects all the muscles of the body. And sometimes the stomach, actually last week when we went to see a new specialist, he said, she said, all the whole colon in the stomach, the muscles have what we call weak peristalsis. So he will eat three plates. Three plates. But when he has to go to visit the little boy's room, what would come out would be the size of your soda, you know, soda drink.
That's
and after struggling and pushing so hard, all that would come out would be the tip of your thumb. And thus you have to help the body to release all that. So now, I sense that when we are talking like this, there's a lot that we are receiving. We eat three plates ourselves. But the outcome is tiny, like the tip of our thumb. So how do we then eat the three, and the three is equal to their outcome? But let's talk about it when we come back. Let's take a break. And then let us know what we need to do, because we do all others. We do all others. And then there are others who are excelling in this place. The outcome is equal, so even more than what they... Because the Lord Jesus Christ said, you're going to do even what what you saw your teacher do. So you will even do that. You know, you will do more than what he did. So there are others who are excelling, but there are others who are struggling with poor peristalsis. How do we work on that? It's a spiritual weak muscle tone. It's a spiritual weak peristalsis. How do we bring out the same outcome? Let's take a break and then come back to talk to you some more, Moruti.
Feel the pulse of the real life on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729. And our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Hear the word and renew your life on 657 AM.
That is Zach Williams this morning. So good to me. You're listening to Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. 15 minutes at ease, just before 10 o'clock. You're with me, Swangile Mofokeng, with you up until 11 o'clock right here on Just For You. And yes, I'm the one who should be singing this song, So Good To Me, because tomorrow is my birthday. Yeah. God is so good. So yeah, He is so good to me. Tomorrow I'm celebrating my birthday. God is so awesome. It has been a trying month, but God is faithful. I'm not alone, my family. I'm with Pastor Lucas Nkosi. We're talking about equipping the saints for the work of the ministry. And I see Asanda Mabala. Good morning, Asanda. Davi, ukhande tkhuye more, baya danki that you're tuned in and you're with us this morning. And Davi was also going back to talking about the bank and all. But thank you, Davi, for choosing us as your number one radio station. Malcolm Fritz, goeiemôre. And Malcolm says, each one of us has a calling from God. If it is from God, we will prosper in it and it will bear fruits. Hey! Yeah, Malcolm is making me, you know, I want to run in the studio, Muruti. Because of Malcolm's, Bona, it will bear fruits. I want to be excited about it, that if it's from the Lord, then it will bear fruits. But now, Muruti, I asked the question that the outcome, we're getting so much. There's an advert that is made by Radio Pulpit, and it says we are bombarded. We are bombarded by so many things. And we are also bombarded. We are also bombarded by words that come.
Yeah.
There is the word of the Lord somewhere there, but by words that come from those in the ministry. Sometimes you even if you have a TV, you move from one channel to another, just eating. And at the end of the day, you stand up and then you're still you. The outcome and the intake are not. When Malcolm is talking like that, I'm like, oh, it will bear fruits. And when the time to bear fruits come, it doesn't bear fruits. So how do we make sure that the income and the outcome are the same?
Yeah. Yeah, one thing I've realized, you know, in how we communicate or impart, yeah, that I would challenge leaders, you know, is the format in which we do it, you know. Yeah, I think given that one of those things I do, like I'm a professional training facilitator and assessor, so in that education and training space, that we've been doing a lot of lecturing.
Okay.
And then we speak to the audience, just share information, and people learn passively. As in, okay, we hear you. These days is worse because of, hey, technology is good, but I wish even with the technology, we would do it like in olden days, you know, to have our notepads, our hard copy Bibles. Yeah, because of technology is good, but hey, I see with, you know, with its availability, there's this side of learning that we are losing, of active learning. You know, when we grew up, when pastors would preach, we would write notes and follow up, highlight our Bibles and all this, you know, such things, which is another important part of learning that we are missing. Hence, we would grasp a lot of things and so on. But in addition to that, in active learning, you would see in how Jesus was equipping his disciples.
Yeah.
He would show them, demonstrate what needs to be done, like whether it's laying hands on the sick, whether it's preaching, whether it's casting demons. And now and then they will ask questions. But somewhere we got it right, somewhere we failed. Why? Where did we get it wrong? And he would say, because of your faith. And he would say, but some of these ones, they will not, you know, they will need you to go an extra mile in your praying by aiding with your prayer and fasting. So they would then improve to say, okay, but we tried it. And the other thing that Jesus was doing good was not only giving them information.
Mm.
He would say, oh, I've taught you this far, but from this point onwards, then he will avail opportunities to practice.
Yes,
and
practical workshop.
To say, you've learned it, now let's go and do it. And he was not afraid, you know, for them to make mistakes.
You know, Muruti,
you know, one of those things.
You're bringing this one to light right now, that we call Pastor Lucas. We ask Pastor Lucas to pray for us. And yes, Pastor Lucas is standing there on Sunday, on Wednesday, on Friday or Saturday, teaching us about the word and speaking the word in every situation that we find ourselves in.
Yeah.
But we find that now we are not doing what Pastor Lucas said. And Pastor Lucas doesn't give us that opportunity to like workshop to do what we've been taught. I'm grateful that you said that. There is Pastor Claudia Khwadi, and Pastor Claudia Khwadi was healed from cancer stage 4 when they gave her 3 weeks to leave, and this is what her pastor said to her, and it's exactly what you're saying. The pastor said, we have prayed for you. We have taught you the word.
Yeah.
Use the word. And he left. He said, we've prayed for you. We trusted God. Yeah. We stood with you. Now use the word. And they left. And then she started using the word from then onwards.
Yeah.
Today, she tells the testimony, I'm healed.
And it's a good one. it's a good one. And I've seen leaders are afraid sometimes. I mean, afraid to create such opportunities because we want perfect. But now, if you stand up there and preach, be a perfect preacher. You know, if you are laying hands on people, be a perfect, you know, minister to the sick. You know, if you are into these prophetic things, excel. Not even the disciples of Jesus were excellent. You know, Jesus corrected them they learned by doing. And where they were making mistakes, the Peters were chopping people's ears. The whole apostle was chopping people's ears. And Jesus would correct them, ah, Mr. Apostle, no, that's not how it's done. You know, do it this way, now and then, now and then. So we must, you know, create such safe spaces and a culture of, as we teach, we avail opportunities. Mm-hmm. He was with them, you know, to make sure that they get it right. And at the point where now, he's like, no, you got it, guys. Yeah. Then it's my time to leave. But I'm not leaving you alone. The Holy Spirit is coming.
Yeah.
You know, and he will empower you.
Mm.
Look at what those guys did. You know, from those teachings, those coaching, that mentoring by Christ, where they were making mistakes, he was not condemning them. That, hey, you are chancers.
Mm.
Hey, you are taking chances.
Mm.
He was commending them on what they did right and correct, where they were failing, so that they improve.
But now,
and then after improving.
But now also, I know that we are talking about leaders creating that opportunity as well. But I think we as Malcolm said, each one of us is a calling from God. It is also my responsibility to make sure that I put into practice that which I have received. And it is upon me to go back and search the scriptures for myself. Yes, the pastor will teach, but if we look into the Word of God, the church, the old church, they took the Word from those that would teach the Word, go home and open the scriptures again, the scroll again, go through it and find what the Word says. And that helps me because now I'm taking responsibility for my salvation, for my calling, for my assignment. It is upon, it might be hard there and there, but you, if you're intentional, as you said it, then we will get there.
Yeah. Yeah. And, but in safe spaces as well, because sometimes, yes, you have a calling.
Yeah.
And then imagine if maybe your gift is that of, you know, a prophetic gift of some kind.
Yeah.
And you are not equipped, you play by ear with your gift. And the next thing you meet a president, you know, or somebody, a dignitary and so on. And you're like, hey, Wena, and the Lord is saying, you know, because not everything that we receive by revelation that we need to communicate as raw as it is, you know. And you're like, and, you know, carelessly and so on. You remember Nathan.
Yes.
You know, Nathan was a trained prophet.
Yeah.
He was so good that God revealed to him that David is responsible, you know, to make a plan so that Uriah can die, so that he can access
the
wife.
Mm.
And when the revelation was clear, but Nathan did not just go to David and say, Yahweh, nah. I'm telling you, I'm a prophet of God.
Yeah.
Hey, the Lord told me, it's you who killed this guy.
There was wisdom.
He went there. Yeah, wisdom with a parable.
Yeah.
Then that's where the equipping, you know, and this mentoring and coaching comes in. The Peters were like, they can't treat my Lord like this. A whole apostle, you know, chopping people's ears. And Jesus says, hey, apostle, this is not how we do the apostolic, you know. This is not how we do it. You have a lot of fire in you, but it must be contained and be released in a certain way. Mm-hmm. And from that coaching and mentoring of how to handle the gift, you know, even that aspect of desiring to use the Word of God is from that place of equipping that, check the scriptures.
Yeah.
Don't just say, I feel it. Where is it in the Word? Until it's a culture. And with time, as you observe, you know, as you know, the ascension gifts, your apostles and so on, after observing, that's where Paul is saying, the things now that you took from me, that I've been teaching you, then share them forward to others who will be competent to teaching others, you know, with that mentoring. But we should be as practical, not just lecturing on prayer, because sometimes we lecture people on prayer and we assumed they know how to pray. After we have given them the concepts, because that's part of lecturing, understanding concepts, test if they got it, to say, Rora Bela Riano. Here are prayer items. Let's pray. Let me hear you pray. Here is the microphone. Pray for that item until they get it right. Even confidence issues. You are afraid now. Do it afraid. Let's go until you get it right. And you are satisfied even as a leader that now they are getting it.
Now they are getting it right. Wow. Mm-hmm. Hey, Munit, may the Lord help us. May the Lord help us. One of the things that I think there are challenges in the space is one, being afraid that if I mentor, if I grow them, they might grow beyond me.
Even that is a problem. We must learn back from Jesus. Jesus expected them to do more. That's why he said, guys, it's better I leave. You know, because when I leave, these things, the things that you see me do, if you believe in me, you will do even far greater works than this, because I'm going to the Father. So when you are mentoring people and coaching and training people, like
never
I said,
compare
in the past,
yourself with them.
Yeah, I even told them, you know, previously when I used to teach at the Bible school, to say, guys, the reason I'm here and teaching and equipping you, I have an aim. My aim is that if I train you and you are like me, I've not done the job. If I train you and you perform lower than me, I've not done the job. But if I train you and you far exceed me in what you do, I have done the job. Yeah, I want to get to that space that you get these basics right and everything I taught you right, so that next time when I attend where you are ministering, I should take notes. And you must not always say, hey, but Mfundisi is la, Mfundisi. You might as well speak. Because when you ascend that platform, you are saying to us, but the Lord spoke to me and gave me this message to share. Where was I? So I must also hear the Lord through you.
Here is a message from Malcolm. Matthew 20 verses 28. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve. And to give his life a ransom for many. Thank you, Malcolm, for that. Here's his Pindile. Let's hear Muruti.
Morning,
Sis Pindi.
In the studio.
Morning,
the topic, as Lapai, First Corinthians 15, verse 1, I should follow my example as I follow the example of Christ. It is good that you must. You must practice what you preach. Because as you said, that this is the workshop. As Jesus was walking with the disciples, he will show them what to do. Peter was always inquisitive, like the scripture in Matthew. Like Jesus was walking on the water and then said, if it is you, let me come. But the only thing that Peter did there, he did lose the focus. So whatever we are doing, we will not lose focus. You know, on Sunday, we're having a Thanksgiving in the church. So in the church, I'm very active. Even in church, I'm a Sunday school teacher.
Right.
So there is that dance that they were practicing. So there is a young one that is not, it's a slow learner. But because of the others and because of the teacher that is teaching them, that I'm giving them love. So I was so happy when I see this young, maybe it's nine. She was so perfect. I have praised her. I have praised him that you have done well. I didn't expect, because you know sometimes when she don't want to practice, don't want to practice. She has practiced in the last hour.
Yeah.
On that Sunday, but she was doing well.
Wow.
So we need to practice make perfect. So we need not to wait for the pulpit in church. Mm-hmm. As myself, yeah. I usually do some of my preaching I do there in pulpit. Some of them I'm doing in the, they call me in the our local Ekurhuleni radio. I preach there. I practice, because if you don't practice a thing, you're going to do more blunders. So I thank you. Let us practice and be the followers of Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
As today he said, I have called you friend. You know your friend. You teach him what you are doing too. As long as it's a good thing. You want your friend. If you dance like this, I have seen this. They were teaching each other. Because me, I can teach them where the words. I can, but this dancing of theirs, the others that are going to sing, I call the others that now we are old. Can you teach these young ones this dance? So, yeah. Let us be the doers of the word. I thank you, Spongile. I'm still listening. I will say happy. There is early birthday because, yeah, I said happy early birthday for tomorrow. Have a blessed and blessed day.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you so much, Sis Pindi. Be the doers of the word. Let's do this and then wrap it up with Moruti Lucas Nkosi.
As easy as the touch of a button. The message of life on 657 AM.
It's good for you as our listener to know about Radio Pulpit's activities. Or do you need advice in an area of your life? Then why don't you log on to www.radiopulpit.co.za. Here you can talk to us, listen to us via live audio streaming, and there is also other reading material for the soul. What are you waiting for? Visit the Radio Pulpit website right now. www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Faith, hope, and love. Experience victory in your life on 657 AM.
Sala umamele umhlobo wakho wemihlange mihla. Fumana i-app yethu kwi App Store okanye kwi Play Store. Kungenjalo, qhagamshelana nathi ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Yeah, on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion, 657 AM, 7 minutes. It is just after 10. And I am Sibongile Mofokeng with you up until 11 o'clock right here on Just For You. I'm still with Pastor Lucas Nkosi. We are wrapping it up where we're talking about equipping of saints for the work of the ministry. Moruti, what do we say in closure?
Yeah, no, in closure, it's really my desire that, you know, we should multiply, you know, we be an army of gifted and well-equipped, well-trained people, and that leaders, you know, do not be afraid, you know, to be intentional in equipping and training people and prepare them for the Lord and for the work of the Lord, you know, and when they excel, be excited, celebrate, you know, and it's good. It's good that, you know, it cannot be undone, the kind of impact that we have in people's lives. And we bless the Lord. Let's be intentional, you know. My passion and heart in this season is let's be intentional, because we need more people to do the work of the ministry, so that the prayer that Jesus said in Matthew 9, that, you know, we should pray to the Lord of the harvest to sell. Send forth laborers into his harvest field. We have a lot of work to do, and a few are doing the actual work. But if we multiply the work and the skills, the excellence, the competence in the many who sit on the pews. Hi, man, we can cover a larger scope, you know, of work in making sure that the gospel of the kingdom advances to many people. And even in terms of time, you know, in a short space of time, you know, when the work is done, as Jesus said, this gospel will be preached in the whole world as a witness, then the end will come. So let's multiply teams, let's multiply workers, excellent workers for the work of the ministry so that we can advance the kingdom of God at a faster pace, you know, and excellently so.
Wow, thank you so much, Muruti, for ministering unto the family. Thank you, Sis Pindi, for a happy birthday message to me. Thank you, everyone. Muruti, how do we get hold of you if we'd like to talk to you directly?
Okay, so for family who wants to reach out to me, you can go into my WhatsApp line 0789102593. Otherwise, you can follow me on my Facebook page. Yeah, currently I'm not using my picture. There's a BMW there logo because I have had some bad encounters with my other, you know, accounts. Mm. But the authentic one is the one with a BMW logo. Yeah, logo there. Mm-hmm. Then we can engage and, you know, learn some more. And may the Lord richly bless us as we sharpen each other for growth and advancing the kingdom of God.
0789102593. Can we pray for the body of Christ in this regard?
All right. And Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, it is your desire, Father, in the name of Jesus, that we have clarity of purpose, Father. Your word says in the book of Ephesians 2:10, Father, in the name of Jesus, that, Lord, there are the works in the name of Jesus that you have prepared for us even before the foundations of earth, Lord. Lord God Almighty, by your Spirit, we are asking that, Lord, give us clarity, give us understanding, because, Lord, in the name of Jesus, you said when the Holy Spirit comes, the Spirit of truth will remind us of all truth. In the name of Jesus, even what you have taught us, in the name of Jesus, Father, may the gifts of God be stirred, Father, for the advancing of the kingdom. Let there be, Father, skillful and competent, Father, a company of the saints, Father, in this season, Father, of the church, so that, Lord, we may hasten the coming of the Lord, in the name of Jesus, by fulfilling what your word says, in the name of Jesus, Father, we give you the glory. Bless Radio Pulpit family, Father, even the staff and the team. Keep them safe and sound for your purpose, Father, and the assignment you have put on them to broadcast, Father, the seed of the word, in the name of Jesus. And Father, bless their families in the name of Jesus. Heal them, perfect all that concerns them, Father. Meet all their needs according to your riches in glory in Christ Jesus. And we thank you, Father, for the privilege of serving you, Father, through the airwaves, in the name of Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen.
And amen. Thank you, Muruti. You always thank come you. And you challenge us. You never come and then khube easy. Yo, we have to praise ourselves. But in praising ourselves, we are growing. We are growing because it's time that we speak the word as is and we grow. And the Lord expects us to grow. It's no longer a time where we just have to take it and get the sweet things fell. It's time the word of God is there to correct us as well. Amen. Yeah, to set us back on our path. Sometimes we lose it. Amen. May the Lord surround you with his presence and may he have his hand upon you. Keep keeping you, Muruti. May you reach many more with the message of truth, the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ. And may he give you your heart's desires. Thank you, Muruti. Have a blessed one.
Thank you, Sis Bongi and Radio Pulpit family.
Bye, sir.
Bye.
And do remember, he is Lucas Nkosi on social media platforms. He is also available on 078-910-2593. 078-910-2593. Let me just take these sounds and then connect to my queen, Ambassador Prudence Muchumi, when we come back from these.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.